My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's going on, everybody? Justin Morgenstein back with you for another edition of Phillies Today. The Phils win yet another ball game last night. Make that 5 in a row. Phils back to the best record in Major League Baseball, tied with the Los Angeles Dodgers with a .600 winning percentage. 84-56 is their record. 28 over .500, and they're back, man. They're just back. They're playing great baseball right now. The staff is back in order. The lineup we'll get to. Not looking, you know, like the Phillies lineup that we're accustomed to, that we saw in the postseason last year, that we saw in the first half. That's for a couple different reasons, which we will get into in the podcast. But pitching staff looks great. The bullpen looks great. And they're back to playing winning baseball. And that's what matters most. So, yeah, like I said, Phils 5 in a row. They now hold the top seed with the Dodgers, as the Phillies own the tiebreaker between them and the Los Angeles Dodgers, with them winning the season series here. And the goal was always just to get a top two seed so you can secure the bye in the postseason and, you know, not have to play until the division series. I know over the last couple of years, the wild card teams, you know, have gotten the best of some of the top two seeds, obviously the Braves being the number one example. But at the same time, I think in baseball, a three-game series, it is just so much luck. There's so many bounces that can just go one way or the other that can sway a three-game series. And while the Phillies have, you know, not lost a game in the wild card series over the past couple of years, they'd be playing the opposite role if they were to knock at a top two seed, as a division winner that is the three seed that has to play a wild card team. So with the Phils being 8 games above the Braves, it's looking like the NL East is all but wrapped up. With the Braves losing once again last night. And now, don't look now, but the Atlanta Braves, the New York Mets are tied for that final wild card spot. I don't need the Phillies losing a top two seed, being the three seed, and then playing a division rival in a three-game wild card series. I just don't need that. I don't need the Mets or the Braves thinking this is a rivalry series and them, you know, pulling off an upset against the Phils. So would like to get a top two seed, and they've, over the past couple of weeks, done their part into, you know, earning that top two seed potentially. So like I said, they're tied with the Dodgers for the best record in baseball, best record in the National League as well right now. So that is a good thing for sure. And the Phillies do have one more series against Milwaukee in Milwaukee later this month, in mid-September. And that is probably what's going to end up, you know, ultimately deciding if the Phillies earn the two seed or, you know, or the one seed or not. That series is from September 16th through the 18th in Milwaukee. And if you win that series, all you have to do is win one game in that series, because the Phillies swept out the Brewers earlier this year. And the tiebreaker for National League rankings or National League standings goes for head-to-head matchups. So the Phillies swept the Brewers out this year earlier, which was in May or June, I forget. But yeah, they swept them, so that was three games. And so if the Phillies can just secure one of these three games, they secure the tiebreaker and will likely be a top two seed. So that is good, and the Phillies have put themselves in really good position here and have bounced back quite nicely over the past couple of weeks. So going to get into the offense, going to get into the pitching, and just about everything that has been going on with the team. So let's dive in, and I want to talk about this pitching staff for a little bit, because the reason I think you could feel most optimistic about this Phillies team heading into the stretch run of September and into the postseason and beyond is that this starting staff is looking much more like the starting staff that we saw in the first 2 months of the season. That is something that you could really hang your hat on and say, this can lead you to a World Series. That's how good this starting staff has been. And I want to start with Ranger, who pitched last night. And Ranger's still clearly working himself back from injury. The velo was down to start the game. He was kind of sitting at 88, 89 miles an hour on his four-seam and his sinker, which is below average. He's usually at, you know, 91, 92, typically sitting around that area. And he was still pitching, you know, in a way where he was using his breaking stuff really effectively. And I thought he was still locating really well. So it was just a term or a matter of velocity, which was the issue last night. But again, pitched five innings, didn't allow any runs. I understand it's the Miami Marlins and they have a bunch of fringe major league players that make up their lineup. But at the same time, I thought Ranger did a nice job of being able to utilize, you know, his pitches and be able to, you know, utilize the breaking ball when the velocity was not there. So I thought he pitched to contact well, obviously made another great defensive play, as only Ranger can do. But I thought I was encouraged by what I saw last night. I think he's just going to keep continuing to get better. And right now, I would say heading into the postseason, he would be your number four starter, which would have been crazy to say in, you know, late May, early June, when he's pitching a 1.75 ERA or whatever. But that's how good the starting staff is, and that's how good the rest of the staff is pitching right now. And while we're on it, Zach Wheeler, just how good is this guy, man? He is just as consistent as they come right now. Truly, we're watching one of the greatest pitchers in my lifetime, or maybe even beyond, in Philly's history here. He has just been an absolute rock for this baseball team this year, and continues to just put up great performance after great performance. Had another spectacular outing against the Braves over the weekend. Pitched seven innings, no runs, just typical Zach Wheeler stuff. And what's even more impressive is that when he came to the Phillies, Zach Wheeler was primarily a velocity guy. Like, throws 98 and can, you know, essentially beat you with the heater, and just in terms of pure velocity, can blow hitters away and make them uncomfortable. But from that, what he's developed into has been nothing short of really special. He has turned into a pitcher that can beat you in so many different ways. You know, he can beat you with the fastball still. He can beat you with his off-speed. He's developed a splitter. He's, you know, locating better than he ever has. I just think Zach Wheeler has turned into a thrower, into a pure pitcher. And it is just incredible to watch him out there, you know, every fifth day. And what's even more impressive is that it just feels like he gets stronger and stronger as the game goes on and he gets into a rhythm. And I understand that Chris Sale is probably going to win the Cy Young this year and is the betting favorite as we currently speak. And he's had a phenomenal year. There's no doubt about it. And if it weren't for, I would say Zach Wheeler had three blips this year, just three bad starts. He had the one against the Marlins early in the season where he gave up like seven or eight earned runs against that Marlins team down in Miami. He did it against the Orioles on Father's Day. It was Father's Day, where he kind of had the blow-up outing in Baltimore. I think he gave up like four home runs. And then against the Yankees a few weeks ago as well. But besides that, three blow-up outings. Besides that, he's been absolutely phenomenal. And Chris Sale just feels like has had a little less of that blow-up, and that's why his ERA is slightly, you know, shorter than Zach Wheeler. But in terms of just value and, you know, war for a pitcher and all those type of stats, Zach Wheeler is as good as they come right now. Just, you know, you're getting seven innings of one to no runs every single time. And to have him out there every fifth day and have him as your game one starter, and I don't know if there's another starter in baseball you'd want to win one game other than Zach Wheeler right now. So just really impressive from Wheeler. And just to keep going with who's been impressive, Aaron Nola. Since that Dodgers start, I'm going to say a little over a month ago. I think it was late July, maybe early August. He's been as dependable as they come as well. Just going to give you a quality start every time. Had another great outing against the Braves this past weekend. It was Sunday, where he gave up 2 runs in 6 innings. He just keeps the team in the game every time. And I think this year more than ever, his knuckle curve has just proven to be one of the best off-speed pitchers in baseball. The run value from it is just, you know, off the charts. And he's been keeping the ball in the ballpark a little better as well. He's gone a couple outings where he hasn't given up a home run, which, you know, is tough for Aaron Nola sometimes. And I thought that home run that Michael Harris had on Sunday was just a really good swing. He went down and really got a ball that wasn't in the strike zone. So didn't really blame Aaron Nola for that. But yeah, the breaking run value is in the 99th percentile in baseball. So just really impressive stuff there. And he's also just locating the four seam and the sinker. And that's kind of the key to everything. The off speed plays well when the four seam, the sinker, all those fastballs are being located. And he's mixing in that cutter a little more as well. But again, just really impressive stuff for Aaron Nola. He's got a 3.29 ERA now, 1.15 whip, and is just, you know, he's been really impressive. And you feel really good about Nola heading in to the postseason this year. And, you know, compared to where he felt last year, where he struggled for most of the year, I think you have to feel much better about Aaron Nola this year as compared to last. And, you know, people forget he did 4.46 ERA last year. And I understand that, you know, he kind of changed his mechanics around and he had trouble dealing with the pitch clock, and that's kind of all, you know, settled now. But he's gotten even better this year. And again, just Dave Dombrowski doesn't probably get enough credit for it, but making sure they brought Aaron Nola back this past offseason was absolutely crucial, and I'm glad they were able to do that because he has been absolutely great for this team so far. And another guy that Dave Dombrowski made a move on this year, and not made a move on, but just extended this year, is Christopher Sanchez, who has just also been phenomenal for this baseball team. Another great outing on Wednesday where he outdueled Bauden Francis, who's been really good for the Blue Jays. He had the rough first inning where he gives up 3 doubles in a row. That was basically it. And then the Phillies simply needed to get 3 runs on the board. They got an extra with the JT home run later on in the game, but they just needed to get more than 2 runs, and they were going to win that ball game. So that was impressive from Chris Sanchez. The velocity is still there for Chris, which is, you know, even more impressive because while he was coming up in the Phillies system and while he was young on this team over the past couple of years, I would have never expected us to get this type of Christopher Sanchez like we've seen this year. The velocity has just been, you know, almost inexplicably good. He's up to 96-97 somewhat consistently now, which is just absolutely insane. It just makes the changeup that much more effective. The only person who's got better off-speed run value in baseball than Aaron Nola is Christopher Sanchez. Just getting a ton of ground balls. He's also getting a lot of chase too, which is just, yeah, again, for a guy who in the minor leagues just had so much trouble with control and command and didn't have that velocity either right away, just really impressive to see him develop into the guy he's become. And to me, I don't think there's any question he's your Game 3 starter. The one thing I will say, though, is that, and I don't think that they're going to let this dictate how they go about, you know, ordering and shuffling the staff in the postseason, but Christopher Sanchez home and road splits are way different. You know, comparatively during the course of the season, Christopher Sanchez at Citizens Bank Park has been really impressive this year. He's got a 2.24 ERA, a 7-3 record, and a 0.96 whip at Citizens Bank Park this year, which is just really impressive. And you want him to, you know, start there because he's fared so well at home. But on the road this year is totally different. Now, he did just have the good start in Toronto, which was good to see, but he's got a 5.13 ERA, 3 wins, 6 losses, and a 1.66 whip on the road this year. So I don't know how much the home road splits mean, and obviously there's a big disparity there, but in terms of a Game 1, Game 2, Game 3 starter, I wonder if they factor that in at all. And if they, you know, obviously have the first 2 games at home with the home field advantage, do they have Christopher Sanchez start Game 2 and Aaron Nola start Game 3? I don't think that's how it's going to happen. I think Aaron Nola would probably be your Game 2 starter, but it's just something to think about as, you know, the postseason approaches here. So last thing I want to touch on with the starting staff is the number 5 spot, because obviously you have Taijuan Walker, who is no longer in the starting rotation in the bullpen, which I think was for the betterment of everyone, for sure. And Tyler Phillips got his shot once again. Did not fare too well the other night in Toronto, but that was just, again, an unbelievable comeback win. And Kyle Schwarber, we'll talk about him in a second, but my goodness, how about Kyle Schwarber? But yeah, didn't work great for Tyler Phillips. So they're going with Seth Johnson this Sunday, who was acquired from the Orioles in the Gregory Soto trade. During the trade deadline, they got him and Moises Chace for, you know, Gregory Soto. Somehow, some way, I don't know how they managed to get two legitimate prospects for Gregory Soto, but hey, we will absolutely take it. And it's interesting because I think Seth Johnson has proven in the minors that, you know, he has some stuff, and the velocity gets up, you know, to 95, 96 miles an hour. So he has the stuff there. And I think he touched 98 in the minors at one point this year. So that is, you know, pretty intriguing. And we'll see how it fares. I just don't think it can be really any worse than Taiwan or Tyler Phillips did the last couple of outings. So we'll see if that five spot gets rectified at all with Seth Johnson. But it's only going to come up about four more times this year. So won't have to worry about it too much longer. But want to get into the lineup right now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Want to get into the guy who I just mentioned, and that is Kyle Schwarber. He's just the best, man. How about this guy? I mean, he starts the game off with a homer the other night, gives Tyler Phillips a 1-0 lead, and we all know what happened after, you know, in the bottom half of the first inning. The Blue Jays put up 6 runs, Tyler Phillips doesn't make it out of the first inning, and you're basically chalking it up to be a loss. And Schwarber hits another home run, I forget if it was in the 4th or 5th inning, or somewhere around there, but hits another home run to make it a 3-run game. And then in the 9th inning, he comes up with 2 batters on, and John Schneider, I don't know how you're not intentionally walking this guy right now. He's absolutely killed your team all night. And you let Chad Green pitch to him, and what do you think is going to happen? He hits an absolute missile out to right field, and all these balls were just absolute missiles. Everyone was harder than the next. Like, first one was like 108, the second one was 111, third one's 115. I mean, these are absolute rockets he's hitting to right field, and just an incredible game. And then he follows up the next day with a leadoff homer once again. So, and as we know, I don't know the exact record, but when Kyle Schwarber hits a leadoff homer, the Phillies typically tend to win ball games. So that was great to see from Schwarber. Just really, really impressive stuff from Kyle. And another guy who's been really impressive, I want to say, Nick Castellanos. He deserves his love because since June 1st, which, crazy enough, he's been probably the most consistent Philly. And during that Braves series, which, again, was a massive 3 out of 4 to take, considering, you know, what the division looked like, and the fact that if you lost, you know, 3 of 4, God forbid you get swept, you're looking at a 1-3 game lead in the National League East. So it was a massive series win for the Phils, and they wouldn't have done it without Nick Castellanos, who came through for them time and time again. Of course, wrapped it all up with the walk-off on Sunday night, take 3 of 4. And he's just been really consistently good, which is shocking for Nick Castellanos. He's taking much more. I think he's hitting the less double plays. The ball is getting up in the air more, which is great. And one of the most impressive things with Nick, I think, has just been, he talks about not having an approach. And we kind of jokingly say, okay, that's just who Nick is. It does feel like he is more of an approach, though. I just think that, he's getting to a sweet spot more. He's, hitting the ball hard and, keeping it in the air as well. So I'm just really impressed with what Nick has done. And I think hitting towards the top of the lineup has helped him out a little bit, just because I think for mentally for him, it helps him out, just because he doesn't have, Marsh and Hayes and these guys, batting right below him. And he gets a little protection in that lineup. He gets some pitches to hit. So I think that's a big thing for Nick. And if pitchers are making a mistake right now to him, he's capitalizing. So big stuff from Nick Castellanos right now. And when he's good, the lineup just gets extended and it gets so much deeper. So great stuff there. And one last guy I want to talk about very positively and who had a big game last night and who has been much better over the last couple weeks especially has been Bryson Stott. I think Bryson Stott over his last 15 games had an 882 OPS, average over 300, 500 slug, 382 OBP, 5 RBI, 6 walks in there. I just think he's had a much better approach to the plate, and the swings have a little more conviction to them. And I just talked about Nick Castellanos extending the lineup. Imagine if you got the version of Bryson Stott that we saw in 2023 last year. So that would be incredible to get for the stretch run or the postseason, even better. If he can not be a 240 hitter, but be a 280 hitter the rest of the way, I don't even need to hit for him to do as well as he's done the last couple of weeks. If he could just get back to kind of that happy medium there, that would be phenomenal. But great stuff from Bryson Stott, who had the bomb last night, had the RBI in the first inning as well. So good stuff there. The bad stuff I want to get to is what's going on with Bryce Harper and Alec Boehm, because Bryce is obviously hurting right now. He's got the elbow and the wrist issue banged up. We've got confirmation on that now from the Todd Zielecki report last week. And, there's the argument right now is, do you sit him? Do you put him on the IL for 10 days? And that's originally what I thought. I thought they would just put him on the IL and kind of bring him back maybe for the Milwaukee series, which is probably going to end up being the biggest series of the season for this team. But from what Bryce has said, it doesn't seem like it can kind of get worse from him playing out there. And he got hit on the opposite elbow yesterday or 2 days ago. So that didn't have anything to do with the prior elbow injury. He's just, those elbows get killed. If you're Bryce Harper. But so I don't think it can get any worse. So I think he's just going to keep playing. But the power outage is real. And we've seen it the last 2 years. In 2022, when he came back from his injury, he had that power outage. And last year, he had a huge stretch where, he wasn't hitting homer. So I think that will eventually turn around once he gets a little more healthy here. But definitely should be managing him as, this season goes along. With Boehm, he had that awkward swing where it looked like he hurt his hamate bone originally, which kind of got people scared and got me scared. But they said there was no bone damage or the x-rays were negative after the game. But he hasn't played for 4 straight games. And now you're kind of wondering what's exactly going on with Alec Boehm. Is it just a nerve issue? I don't know exactly what's going on. It seems like they thought he was going to be back in the lineup last night, but he wasn't. So we'll see if he's back this weekend, but they really do need him back because obviously we know the RBI production and just the production as a whole he brings in the middle of that lineup. And it'll just get deeper and deeper once he and Bryce are back to going how they typically do. So another guy I got to shout out is Cody freaking Clemens, man. I don't know how they kept this guy down in the minors for so long. Especially, they brought up Cal Stevenson the one time, and now he's back up with Austin Hayes having a kidney infection, which is just wild. And, now you have Austin Hayes on the 10-day IL once again with a kidney infection, so hope he's all good. But, they brought Cal Stevenson back up, but Cody Clemens has been an absolute beast off the bench for this team. And I know Jack Fritz has been saying this on his Twitter, but feeling a little Greg Dobbs 2.0 with Cody Clemens right now. It just feels like he's getting big hit after big hit. Has the big homer in Toronto the other day. Has another hit again last night. And just really impressive stuff from Cody. And it feels like they got to get him on the postseason roster somehow. I don't know exactly how they're going to maneuver that. Maybe it feels like that last spot is between him and Wes Wilson, and just with the amount of lefties they face, it's kind of a tough choice to make. But I feel like Cody Clemens has given you every reason to keep him on the roster for the postseason, because that is just how impressive he's been. He's come up in a ton of big spots for this ball club, and I just continue to be really impressed by him. So if they wanted to put Bryce on the injured list, I would assume Cody Clemens would play first base every day right now. And again, we'll see if Alec Bohm comes back soon, because that would change things, obviously. But with the two of them out, with Bohm out, with Bryce banged up, Cody Clemens has really stepped up in a big way for this team. So good stuff there from Cody. And before we get out of here, want to touch on the rest of this Marlins series this weekend. Again, the Marlins, not a very good baseball team, if you haven't been paying attention. So definitely going to want to take advantage of this, taking the first game last night. Big one for sure. So Zach Wheeler, you've got back on the mound tonight at 7:10. Facing Edward Cabrera, who's got a 5-3 ERA this year. The big thing with Edward Cabrera has always been control, and he's got very little of it. He does not know where the baseball is going. He can make a move a lot, but does not typically know where the baseball is going. So patience will be the key. And if you're flipping back and forth between the Eagles and the Phillies, or you got a dual screen set up, you hope the Phillies can be a little patient against Edward Cabrera tonight. Then on Saturday, you've got a 4:10 start from Miami, and you have Darren McKagan going against Aaron Nola. Aaron looking for his 13th win in that game as he faces the Marlins. So then on Sunday, we talked about it earlier, Seth Johnson will make his debut for the Phillies as he takes on Max Meyer, who is one of the top pitching prospects for the Marlins, and should be interesting to see, because that number five spot clearly been an issue. It's only going to come up about three more times after this Sunday. So you hope he looks good. And hey, anything you got out of Gregory Soto at the trade deadline is a win for me. So if he looks good, that's great. If he doesn't, it's probably not the end of the world either. But would be good to see a good Seth Johnson start in this game. At least go 4 or 5 innings and minimize the damage. And hopefully his fastball is good, because in the minor leagues, it's been pretty impressive. We'll tell you that for sure. That game starts at 1:40, by the way, down in Miami. So that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Phillies Today. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to the show. We'll be back next week with another pod, as always. And for Phillies 24/7, this has been Justin Morgenstein. And have a great week, everybody. See ya.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.